setting the odds and following the money. This is the Snow Report with the Tabs, Sally Snow.
And great to have the Snow Report back for the autumn, looking at all the feature races. How are you, Sally?
Yeah, very well, thanks, Michael. Great to be back.
Gee, we've got a good weekend of racing. Let's kick off with Flemington. The feature is the Black Caviar Lightning Stakes. And, gee, it's an intriguing race from a market point of view and also trying to do the form, because the three-year-olds and the two-year-old looks to dominate. Where is the market from Tab's perspective and your personal point of view? Who do you think you'd be willing to take on?
Oh, look, there's two clear horses that we just lay every start, and I think they're going to be both our worst ways. Both have been really well supported since we opened betting on Wednesday in this this final field market. Talking of Sunlight, it's been $4 into $3.90. It's probably second best backed. By far the best backed has been Osborne Bulls. It hasn't firmed, but it's just such a popular horse for us, and I know it's going to run probably worst way. I think it'll probably hold its quote there at around 6.50, may even drift a point or two. So it's just such a cracking addition to this sprint race. I personally, and with Lean Mean Machine, it's had two nice quiet trials leading into this, and from the wide gate, I think he'll just finish over top of them. But Graf is another horse that I think is going to be backed on race day. It's $6 and been completely friendless, $5 out to $6, but I think it's probably one that they'll come for on race day.
Oh, that's going to be intriguing. So you're happy to take on the favourite Sunlight and Osborne Bulls there. We've got a couple of other cracking races on the day, including the CS Hay Stakes, which is a wide race. From your perspective, where's the money going?
Yeah, it's been probably the quietest betting race on the card at Flemington so far. Really tricky to even pick a clear standout favourite here. By far the best backed has been Age of Chivalry. It's been $9 into $6.50, but I think it's one that'll probably get out a point or two on Saturday. I think it's probably bottomed out. I think Adana will probably hold clear favouritism. I'm a big fan of this horse. It's been not so well backed, but I think it's just caught the eye first up, and I think it can go very, very close in this race and probably go on to take out the guineas in a fortnight's time. It's $11 in our market, and I think it's probably worth a wager pre-Saturday.
All right, Adana. Early tip there for the guineas from the Chris Waller stable. Currently around $11 in the guineas and $6 at Flemington on Saturday. What about the Vanity? This is intriguing because we get to see Amphitrite and also Very Elegant, and of course different stables now as well. Has there been much money for the two fillies up the top?
Yeah, there has. Amphitrite obviously impressed in that recent jump out in very fast time, and the early money that we've taken at Tab suggests that she is definitely ready to win first up. It's been $3.80 into $3.40. Fundamentalist has been by far the best back, not only on this race, but probably across the whole Flemington card and even probably the Roundwick card. It's been $4.20 into $3.40. We've had a couple of, mediocre tipping services chime into this one. And just simply because of the weight of money, we've turned it off a couple of points, but I'm happy to take this horse on. I think it'll drift back out a couple of points on Saturday. Amphitrite, again, will be definitely backed. But I was quite taken with the win of the closer at Ballarat prior to going for a spell. I think she just looks like a horse with a stack of potential, and we'll be cheering it for the Tab split. So, taking on both favourites and cheering for a split there with the closer.
Well, that's good to know for the punters. Amphitrite, they're going to be taking it on with the Tab. Up in Sydney, obviously, Winx dominates proceedings. Trent Langscow told us you had a $200,000 bet on her. But what about the Light Fingers? From a betting perspective, it's much more attractive. And, it's a good race. What are the punters doing with Miss Fabulous? And will you take her on?
Yeah, look, we will, but we already have. Miss Fabulous, we went up $4.50 in our all-in markets on Monday, and it held 90% of the money from that nominations market on Monday. So since the final field, though, it's been $2.50 out to $2.70 and been probably a little bit friendless. I think maybe the wide draw and it probably just reaching its bottom quote are the reasons behind that. But I think it'll get out a few points on Saturday and definitely be our worst way. We'll be keen to take it on, given the price that we put it up. Sylvia's Mother's been $4.50 into $3.70 since the final field. It's drawn out wide too, but it's been some very smart money for it.
Yeah.
And Terminology's been the other big firmer. It's been $34 into $12. So have to respect that money also.
Gee, it's a good race, isn't it? Outside of that, at Randwick, who else has been the best back runner? I know there's been Money for Brutal.
Yeah, Money for Brutal. But look, for this Winx race, I've never seen more money held 2 days out from one of its starts. We're holding close to $1 million on this race, and I've never seen a go for it pre-race day like we have. We've just written another $225,000 bet this morning at $1.09. So, I've never seen support like it for a first up.
Unbelievable. Well, Sally, great to get you back on board for the Snow Report. Look forward to your input throughout the Autumn Carnival.
Great. Thanks for having me, Michael.
Sally Snow from The Tab. Now, just speaking of Winx, this morning, before we introduced Maddie Welsh, Winx had a piece of work. A little bit of drama there. There was a fire near the stables, and at one stage, Chris Waller wasn't going to bring Winx out because of all the smoke, but he did. And this is what Hugh Bowman had to say about Winx's work and the prospect of being first up at 1400.
Well, the 1400 metres, I think, is her most vulnerable distance, and it's the only distance that she feels at some point in the race that, is she at a top already? But, that's a small feeling I get. Well, I did last time when Ken Montari and I both came off the bit at the same time. But, then you look at the end of a races after being under pressure at the 600 metres and the rest of the field are always just pancaked at the 100 metre mark and she's just hopping into sort of third and fourth gear at the line. So, again, it's about riding her to hit the line strongly so she can prepare for her runs ahead and, obviously winning's important, but I'm just trying to ride her to suit the race and what will be will be.
Well, what will be is she's chasing 30 in a row on Saturday. We'll have Chris Waller on the program tomorrow morning ahead of Winx's return and also the Group 1 runners that he's got down here in Melbourne and all around Australia.